The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and decay can destroy them, and thieves can break in and steal. But store up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also your heart will be. The lamp of the body is the eye. If your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled with light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be in darkness. And if the light in you is darkness, how great will the darkness be?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Good morning.
While I was preparing for this gospel, or this homily for this gospel, I thought about where are we and what time is it and what year is it? Judging by that, when I saw the calendar, I was surprised. We're already halfway through the year, and thinking about, what have I done so far in my life? And then while thinking about that, I thought about, in January, a lot of us likes to make, New Year's resolutions and, plans about how you're going to live your life. And I don't know about everyone else, but for me, it's like after a week, that New Year resolution is long gone. But, thinking about, why does that happen? And thinking about, our own intentions. Because in our gospel, Jesus says the lamp of the body is the eye. If your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled with light. And thinking about that and looking at all the commentaries, St. Thomas Aquinas says that the eye is our motive, our intentions. And then the whole body is the way we act and go forward with that action. And thinking about my New Year's resolution, did I question myself, did I really create a New Year's resolution based on what I really want, and was I really intentional in, fulfilling it? I quickly questioned that. But then there's another question that you could think of is, was the intention that you, or the New Year's resolution you created, is that really what I needed to have? Is it really what I needed? Because the first part of the gospel talks about having God as the center of your life, being that intention. Instead of having material things in our lives that, makes us happy, instead of finding those temporal things that make us happy, we're asked to strive to find the greatest good that we can have, which is to be with Jesus Christ. And having that in mind, when I was making my New Year's resolution, there's a question that someone else, a friend of mine, told me, where is God in that? Where is the intention? Where is the focus of your New Year's resolution? Was it just temporarily just so that you could be happier in that moment? Or are you really striving to grow and have that, try to find that true happiness? So when we do make resolutions or goals, we have to think about several things. First, where is God in the mix? Second, is this something attainable that we could do ourselves? And third, is it something possible? And are you 100% able to do it with intention? There is, in science, they say that it takes 90 days for you to break a habit or to obtain a new habit. And with that in mind, you know, 90 days sounds short, but if you actually, you know, live through it, 90 days is 3 months. And it is tough because in the middle, there's always temptations, problems, or unforeseen circumstances that could happen. But then that is when we trust in God to help us in that moment to overcome those temptations, problems, and so that we could build up a healthy way of fulfilling our intent, our goals or intentions that we have. And then if we're not motivated, we tend to be lazy and put it to the side and just forget about it. So when we want to fulfill a goal, let us find that, or let us see where God is and have that intention. As God says, you have to be intentional of what we want to fulfill. And if for all of us here at this Mass, all of us are striving to find salvation, so let us be intentional in our prayers and the actions that we do so that we could truly fulfill God's will and at the same time find our own happiness through Jesus. Amen.